This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A very deep fire has hampered rescue efforts at a collapsed oceanfront condominium tower near Miami, Florida. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says firefighters are using every tool they have.
Infrared technology, we're using foam, we're using water, and all the tactics that we can to contain the fire and minimize the smoke spread.
And while the search and rescue operation continues, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did not have good news for people waiting to hear about their loved ones.
Wake up in the morning hoping that more and more people were pulled out, and you know that just news hasn't been what we had hoped.
159 people remain unaccounted for since Thursday's collapse, which has killed at least four. I'm Shelley Adler.
Britain's health minister, Matt Hancock, quit on Saturday after he was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. The 42-year-old Hancock said he resigned after the Sun newspaper published photos Friday of the married minister embracing a woman whom he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department.
I understand the enormous sacrifices that everybody in this country has made, that you have made, and those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Britain was meant to have lifted all restrictions June 21st, but a rise in cases due to the emergence of the Delta variant first identified in India has pushed back those plans by at least 4 weeks. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's